These palace dancers never made it into the original release of Return of the Jedi because of time and technical constraints. Only one dancer made it into the original version, but even she was quickly disposed of by Jabba the Hutt. When the Star Wars Trilogy Special Edition came out in 1997, new computer technology allowed these palace dancers to finally take the stage.